AfterBuzz fans. Miss Lorianne is out and Abby is back. This is a crazy episode of Dance Moms, episode 21. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo, 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 woo.
There we go. Jeff's going to beatbox for us.
Yeah.
Living where? On what?
Yes. I get really nostalgic watching the old Dance Moms intro.
Yeah, when they're little.
You know? Yeah, and when like Paige and Brooke are in it.
Oh.
I miss Paige and Brooke.
I wonder, do you think we could reach out to Paige and Brooke?
Ooh.
That would be an interesting guest.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
See what they think about what's going on.
About now. And Kelly.
And Kelly.
I'll try this.
Let's make that happen.
What are they up to?
This seems like a good idea.
Cool. Let's go for it. Hey, guys. We're just going to talk amongst ourselves this panel. I hope you don't mind. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Dance Moms AfterBuzz panel. I am your host, Tamara. You can find me on social media at Hey Tamara. Hey, by the way, guys, my Twitter handle, I forgot to tell you, changed to HeyTamara_. So you can find me there. And to my left, the lovely Karina.
I'm Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV.
Miss Becca B, my little sis.
Hey!
So, hey guys, this is a crazy episode.
Yes. My face was like Eliana's face during this episode.
Yeah. I think we totally know exactly what you mean, for sure. Did you guys notice how many times they said the B word? How many times they said bitch in this episode?
Yes. Did they?
Yeah, they can't. Is it three or four? I wrote them down each time. I guess it's only three, but still, for Dance Moms, like they really let the B word fly this episode.
And they didn't like bleep it out.
Nope.
Hey.
No. Kids show.
Which is
you can say the word bitch.
Well,
apparently,
is it, how many? Like, what ages are the people who watch the show at the youngest?
Well, at the youngest,
I guess dance kids.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's hard to say at the youngest because they don't start charting the demographic until. I think like
13, 14.
Something like that. Yeah, but you know, I don't think bitch is one of the seven deadly words that you can't say on TV. That's not one of them.
It used to be before, but I think that now you could use the word bitch.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Thank you, Jeff. I don't know. I wouldn't say that the kids that watch it are probably like 13 up.
Yeah,
maybe.
Probably.
We watch it straight through.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because if people, well, Eliana, Liliana's age are watching, I feel like their parents are, like, fast-forwarding through the parents' part of the show, you know?
Yeah, well, especially, and since the girls aren't little anymore, it's probably more their own age group that's watching it.
So. That's true.
Or maybe they just skip to the dance part, which is what they're actually interested in.
Yeah. So they just skipped right through this whole episode. So this episode, no Lorianne. She is not in the studio when the moms show up, and then guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Back
Abby!
Back again. Miss Abby Lee's back.
I was kinda glad.
Yeah.
I missed her.
Yeah,
no, I missed her too.
Okay.
I was like, okay, thank goodness we're gonna get some like good choreography from at least Abby in the next couple of weeks. I mean, we'll get into it later, but I trust the girls' choreography as well.
Yeah. They start out the episode, like, worrying because they're like, it's 4 weeks into the West Coast Nationals coming up, and they haven't had a win yet, so they feel like they're in kind of a slump. And then that's when they find out that Abby's back, which is kind of funny because it's kind of like, they're just like, we just keep losing. I wish that, you know, we got to prepare for nationals. We need a way to win. Oh, here's Abby who always makes you win. We don't want Abby. We're out of here, you know.
Oh, I was reading the chat just now. Chelsea M90 about what we were talking about before. Adrian said, I would think there are some youngsters that watch it, and she said that she herself actually skips to the dances.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Which is interesting.
I hear you, Chels.
There's cause... picture of Abby. Hey!
Miss Abby. Oh,
that's the old Abby.
Yeah. The old Abby.
Oh. Or the young old Abby.
The young.
So this...
The young old Abby. There you go, Karina. Yeah. Quote of the night. Quote of the night.
So this this episode, they are... It's part one of two. It's called Ashley's Big Decision, Part One, which is weird because what does that have to do with anything in this episode? Well, like, we don't find out until the very end, but only kind of.
And I was also thinking while watching it, I'm like, there's been a lot of part one, part two lately.
Yes.
There
have.
Like, what is the choice? Like, why are they making this choice to do part one, part two?
I assume because...
To keep people watching?
To keep people watching, because Lifetime has a set number of episodes that they have to produce. But probably due to legal reasons and personal reasons, Abby only allowed them to film for certain days. So they had to, like, make the most out of these episodes. Like, let's say before they've had 17 episodes, Abby probably gave them, let's just say, 17 days to film. I don't know how many days. But now let's say they have 17 episodes and Abby's always like, sorry, you only get 6 days or something like that. So they're trying to, like... stretch them out. That's what my guess is. I don't know, but
that makes sense though.
Well, and because of the whole when we visited the studio, I feel like because of maybe part of what she told us during the Q&A, you know, the drama with her and the channel.
Yeah.
Recap on that.
I mean, she's just saying don't sign contracts. Unless you read the contracts all the way through.
Yeah.
Because it could have been, like, maybe a trick that...
Yeah.
It was, like, longer than she expected it or something like that. So maybe that's why they're trying to fulfill her contract.
Yeah.
And have but her at the same it. Time...
But she doesn't... She probably like, doesn't want to.
I just wanted to go short.
Right. Yeah. She doesn't want to be there.
Or she wants to be there, like, through the whole thing, and that's probably... That's another part of the problem.
But in this episode, I kind of felt like Abby didn't really want to be back. And I felt like that's why everybody walked out.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, Becca?
I think so as well. But I also think that's like why she went on a little vacation. Because I think she was like, okay, I need to escape to like discover if I actually want to be here teaching these kids or not anymore, because these kids are kind of, as she said, the teens are, they're older, they're more mature, they only have a couple of years left probably at this dance, at dancing like this for competitions.
Yeah.
Because they're all going to go on to college and do like college stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can only do dance competitions with
you can only do
category for so long, you know.
It's kind of just running its natural course. Like, the girls are just getting older, they're ready to move on, just as Abby has to move on, and so it's just sort of like the show's running its natural course.
But it's like they have to graduate in a way, you know?
Yeah.
It's so emotional. I was crying during part of this episode. Becca, and there wasn't even much happening.
Was shaking in tears.
Because when like okay, I got chills when they left the studio and Kalani was like, say goodbye, this might be the last time we ever see this place.
Yeah, and she said it so like flippant, like, bye, this is probably the last time we're gonna see this place. Like, she didn't care at all.
And I was like, oh, but the, like, so many memories and stuff.
Yeah, well, to be fair, when she said that, I thought that at first, but then I was like, well, they've only been at that studio for like, what, two years? Well, like, that's not like the home studio.
Like it is for Nia or something.
Yeah, well, they're like Pittsburgh studio. They're probably a little bit more like emotionally attached to. True, yeah.
That's what I was thinking as well. But also at the same time, I was thinking I want like it's just sad. I don't know.
It is sad. It's sad. No, it's challenging.
I was also thinking, how would Dance Moms be different currently if they were still at the Pittsburgh studio?
Good question. How would it be different if they were still at the Pittsburgh studio? Same girls or different girls?
I feel like it would be the same, like, same girls at the Pittsburgh studio.
I think they would be really frustrated and really fed up if they were still in Pittsburgh, not here going for the opportunity. Because they already are. They're already, like, fed up, and they're already, like, chomping at the bit to, like, get more opportunities while they're in L.A. So I feel like if they were in Pittsburgh, and they'd be losing their mind.
I don't know, though, because I think that the show has – the production quality has upped here, which isn't necessarily a good thing for competitive dancers when you have a show and the production quality is being upped to add to the drama level, you know? So it's just, like, more drama on top of them learning how to dance, and they want to learn how to dance. And then they're getting distracted by the moms and the drama and the producers telling them, hey, let's make a show where everything is overdramatic. Like, I don't know. I think it's escalated a lot since they got to L.A.
But how would the dancing be? Because remember, I think it was Kalani who said... Yeah, because Kalani said that once Abby got here in L.A. that it was, like, her motivation to teach them was gone.
Okay.
So it's like, how would that be if they were still in Pittsburgh? Would Abby still have, like, that motivation to actually teach them? Or did her ego, as how she said, got to her when they moved down here? So that's...
I think they need a trip back to the Pittsburgh studio at this time.
Again?
And just...
Because they took one not too long ago.
I think they do. Because...
Just to kind of ground them a little bit?
To ground them. Because I think part of what Lorianne told them is absolutely correct. In that, because they're out in L.A. and because they're treated like royalty by their moms, and their moms are like, my kid deserves a solo every week, that they need some ground up. They need to come back down to earth and be like, okay, we're like all the other dancers competing against us.
I agree, but keep in mind, they don't live here. They're here from a certain week to a certain week to, you know, 2 weeks
that
here, 3 weeks here. You know, at the beginning of the episode, when the moms, you know, are all in that cafe parlaying with each other, and they call Holly because Holly's not there. Like, we don't know where she is, but I assume she's home. They all take these, like, you know, they're very bi-coastal. They have the moms have other kids who have other things going on. So I think the girls are going home more than we're seeing. And which that even means, like, you know, Kalani's home is Arizona. And Bryn's too, right?
Bryn's too.
You know, so, like, they're kind of going all over. But I do see what you mean. Like, you know, things can be... When you first get to L.A., like, you're just like, the sky is the limit. You know, and then, like, a month goes by and it's like, why aren't I famous yet? And it's like, oh, you know, like, well, because I'm in a city full of a million other people who are also extremely rad and talented and have all these opportunities at their fingertips, too. So it's like, you know, you just got to slow your roll. It's what you got to do.
True.
So
hi to Miss Yuchia, one in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for watching.
Our chatters, also, can you spell out your names phonetically for Becca?
Also, Chelsea M90 says, I actually don't blame Abby for disappearing. She had to deal with stuff. However, she could have said, hey, Gia is choreographing for an indefinite amount of weeks. Which I think Gia still did choreograph these dances, some of the dances, honestly. But I was confused as to why they weren't just like, okay, Gia's choreographed before. Why don't we just stick with Gia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a question that I think we talked about before, but, like, we all love Gia. The girls love Gia. There's some reason that Gia just hasn't taken over, and I feel like that must be Gia's personal... We mentioned this a couple episodes ago. I don't think Gia likes being on camera, or at least not to a degree where she, like, wants to be interviewed and stuff like that, because the girls love Gia. They love, you know... We love Gia. The fans love Gia. Like, everybody loves Gia. So, like, I figure the only reason Gia hasn't taken over, I don't think she wants the spotlight like that.
I also don't think she wants producers telling her what to do at every moment of the day.
Yeah.
That's true.
To be honest. I mean, we all know, like, what reality shows are, the format of reality shows behind the scenes. And it's a lot of probably these producers being like, hey, say this, so it causes drama.
Right.
I mean, probably didn't want that to be put in that position and then having them, start drama and stuff. She probably doesn't want to mess up the relationship she has with the girls.
If that's the case, power to Gia. Like, I love her even more, you know? Yeah. Like, if that's her.
Gia's cool.
Yeah. I think she's great. I think we all do. Somebody commented on our last week's panel that we should try to get Gia on the show.
She's been in studio here before.
Yeah.
She, if you type in on YouTube, AfterBuzz TV, Gia, how do you say her last name? I don't know how to pronounce her last name, and I don't want to butcher it right now.
Okay.
But if you type it in, there should be an interview with her, Jennifer Leone.
Maybe Google it, and then we'll announce it before the...
Jennifer Leone did it last season.
Cool. Let's go into the details of the episode. So they're going to Devotion to Dance in Riverside.
Gia Martello.
Oh, Gia Martello. Okay.
It's like very Italian. I feel like I'm still not saying that right.
I think that's right. Gia Martello.
Yeah.
Martello. Gianna Martello. That's her name. Gianna. Okay, so they're going to this competition, but they don't get there by the end of this episode. So because Abby came in, the girls walk out, and then the minis stay because they're like, well, here's our chance to shine, and we don't have the history with Abby that the other girls do, so they stick around, and they're super excited because the little ones get solos. So
I was happy the little ones got to dance again because, okay, they have so much enthusiasm. They're so excited to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like...
Make the Ellie face again.
Or...
Yeah.
When Abby came back, she was like... It was like a surprised face.
Ooh.
I was like the cutest little surprise face. And I was like, oh my God, why is she the cutest thing?
She is cute. So the minis stay... But Macy's mom goes with the older girls, and so they all conference and meet at that cafe where they're, like, trying to figure out what their next move is, who they're going to ask to teach them, are they still going to be able to compete at Sheer Talent in Riverside. So all of these things are trying to be fleshed out as the minis are going on with class as usual. And from what we see of the dance, it looks pretty great, both of their little solos.
Oh, yeah. No, because, I mean, they're talented kids.
And they got, like, the big kid solos. They got, like, contemporary and, what was that, Eliana's, like,
theater. Oh, musical. She got musical theater.
So it's like, those are big girl dances.
They can handle it.
Yeah. Eliana doing her little, like, kick, musical theater, very Fosse style. there was so much shade in this episode thrown because, so the moms call Lorianne to see what's up. Lorianne answers, basically says, like, Abby told her not to, you know, what are you doing in my studio? You know, and Abby said, like, why is a stranger choreographing losing dances under my name?
I agree.
Which is
I agree completely because, okay, Lorianne, first episode, I didn't mind. But, like, after we saw the dances during the first episode, I was like, she just doesn't have it. She doesn't have what it takes to choreograph.
And she could have gone under, like, the name of her own, not Abby Lee's whole company.
Right.
Because that's, if they keep losing, then that's Abby's reputation kind of going down.
And I didn't even know that she, I guess it was clear that she was going under Abby Lee Dance Studio, but for some reason in my head, I guess I kind of thought that she was just doing this under her own name. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Abby has a point. That's a, you know, valid point.
No, I agree completely, 100%.
But then they, you know, once the moms and Abby confront each other, there are harsh words said, you know?
Always.
They talk about Lorianne. Abby's like, yeah, of course she was available. She hasn't worked in 6 years. You know, oof, harsh.
Which is kind of obvious.
Yeah. And then Jill's like, you know, she's like, well, because she's a working professional. The girls at this point don't need to learn the same 8 counts over and over and over again. That's harsh. And then she's like, the girls don't want to work with you. They're like, said, you know, we're glad Abby's gone, you know?
I'm,
like,
on one hand, the 8 counts thing, I was going to say, like, I kind of sort of understand what Jill was saying, but on the other hand, like, I don't know, the technical aspect is good to learn for them. It's going to only help them in the future.
Totally, but I think they've got it by now. Like, they, you know, especially Kalani and Nia, the girls have been doing it for 10 plus years at this point, you know?
But I think that they should still practice it. Yeah, practice makes permanent. Because I was totally on Lorianne's side of, like, breaking the, you know, how traditional competitions go. But then when, like, Abby mentioned it, I kind of agreed, because when she was dancing with Lily, she was saying, oh, like, you haven't been practicing, because those, even if they were trying to break those traditional competition rules, mm-hmm. they should have still kind of practiced the technicalities.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah. So. I'm curious how all of that works, because, you know, aside from what we're seeing on the show, the girls are still taking classes at Abby Lee Dance Studio. So I'm wondering, with Abby gone, I'm sure, because they're taking classes from the other teachers that teach at the studio, so they're still probably doing that.
Well, only Eliana Liliana, I think, right now. Or Eliana, maybe, when she's in LA.
Yeah. So, I guess the other girls are, like, looking for a new studio. But let's cut to Chloe is back with MDP, Marietta Dance Project. I looked up where that is. It's, like, over, it's, like, down near Temecula, which is, like, an hour and a half away from Los Angeles.
So far!
Yeah. Yeah. So, so Chloe gets to be the lead in the dance that Marietta's putting together, Marietta Dance Project's putting together. It's a Stranger Things theme, which is pretty awesome. Did you guys watch that show?
Yes, I didn't.
I did. I love it.
So yeah. I'm so behind.
I cannot wait to see the dance, because it looked cool rehearsing it and having Chloe's little sister Clara in the dance.
I was going to say, Clara, she's so cute.
Yeah, she looks like a little mini Chloe.
She does.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion. AfterBuzz TV. And
just a reminder, guys. Just a reminder to you guys out there. You're watching AfterBuzz TV. We're still here for you.
Having some deja vu.
Brought to you by AfterBuzz TV. Hey, tune in to AfterBuzz for the freshest, most on-point television panel of... Anyway.
Definitely right. On point. Definitely. Always on point.
But cool. Thanks for keeping us on our toes.
Did you see that the group dance was... She said it was based on Abby Lee and everything that's going on with them.
Yeah. What was she talking about? Because, yeah, like, that...
I was kind of confused. I was like, how is it based on them?
When you don't know the full extent.
Because yeah, I guess in Stranger Things, the character that Chloe was playing the character of Eleven. And in Stranger Things, Eleven is, like, a prisoner. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe she was saying, like, Abby, you're, as a student of Abby, you're, like, a prisoner and forced to deal with these. I mean, I think that's what she was going for. It is kind of a stretch. Like, you really have to, like, A to C in order to get there. But, yeah.
That was interesting.
Yeah, but I can't wait to... This episode, like, the way they keep breaking these up, like... Okay, let's cut...
I can't wait for next week.
I know.
Because it's all the dances, finally.
I'm like, excuse me, I want to see the dances. Yeah.
Let's just jump around a little bit. My favorite part of this episode was watching the teens choreograph. That was so great. Yeah. I loved that.
I've been, like, patiently, like, am I getting to watching the teens choreograph?
Because... Or even them just being on camera and actually talking
it out.
You know?
Yes.
Because I feel like we never hear them ever speak about, like, what they want or, like, how they're feeling about everything that's going on. So
yeah, and when they do, like, you can tell it's very, like, producer-forced, because they'll be like, so, Nia, what did you think about your commercial audition? And it's like, yeah, that's how an 11-year-old talks, you know? Yeah. Like, it's just so not natural. But this felt very natural. I think that's why I liked it so much.
Mm-hmm. No, and Kalani... She is such a good leader of the team.
Yes.
I think she handled the whole Bryn situation perfectly when Bryn didn't want to do the twirl thing. At the same time, though, I get what Brynn was saying. Mm-hmm. Probably not smart to do a stunt with no mats around and mm-hmm. no teacher.
Especially with no teacher, yeah. It's scary.
I was
going
to say at least go, like, call a mom and catch her or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the producers are watching this and they're like, yeah, they're go like, for
I hope,
it.
Oh, I hope she falls. I hope she falls. It's going to be so good.
Yeah, oh, my God, probably.
No, I totally agree. I felt, but at the same time, I felt like all of the girls were kind of, like, pressuring Brynn to, like, do it. Yeah. And I was like, no, like, if she doesn't want to do it, like,
peer
she
pressure
doesn't
is
wanna,
not a
yeah,
good thing.
She doesn't want to risk, you know, because they were like, oh, just do it, just do it. You know, if a teacher would tell you, you would do it. But it's like, that's different. She's a teacher. Mm-hmm. And she probably, a teacher wouldn't tell you 16. To do it if there's no mats on the floor.
Yeah.
You know? Because yeah. that's
well, unless you've
dangerous.
Trained it. But it's like a teacher is different than a 16-year-old mm-hmm. yeah. in the dance.
But I was super impressed with how diplomatic Kalani was in that situation. Mm-hmm. Because learning from Abby, Abby would have just been like, I'm in charge and you're doing it or get out of my dance studio. You know, like that's what Abby would have done. So you would think that Kalani, who, you know, takes a cue from Abby, would think that that is the way that we do things. Like that's the way situations are handled because that's the way the adult that I, you know, have been with for the past few years handles things. But for her to be able to, like, handle it so diplomatically, she didn't raise her voice at all. No, no. She was just like, you know, we're all working as a group and, you know, whatever, everything that she said. She just, that was very, very mature of Kalani to put it like that.
Chelsea M made a good point. Mm-hmm. I remember when Paige broke her foot. Back in, like, season one or two.
Kind of. Yep. Yeah. What about it?
That she was just saying that that's what, like, something like that leads to.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. I barely remember that. How did Paige break her foot? Some trick?
Doing some crazy trick yeah. that she was like, I'm kind of nervous to do this.
Yeah.
And there weren't mats or anything, right?
Yeah, there weren't mats. Yep, and yeah. Kelly got mad because there weren't mats.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not
I
like...
I remember this. Oh yeah. my gosh, I forgot Jill was there when Paige was still there.
Wow. Yeah, when Jill used to wear the cowboy hat.
Yes!
And used to just throw money around all the time.
Well, and she was, like, in
time.
Between Abby, ALDC and Candy Apples.
Yeah, and she,
also,
like...
Also, their old little, like, locker room.
I know.
She bought Abby that bench.
Quick question. Do y'all think Maddie would still be on the show if they were in Pittsburgh still?
No.
No. I also don't think so.
I would think so. I think at least Mackenzie would be.
I think those girls are all over the world constantly promoting all of the products and Maddie's movies. I still want to see Book
and
of Henry.
She's still like
we should go.
Sometimes performs with Thea. So
yeah, so she's got a lot. They've got a lot of. Pots in the fire.
Okay, Paige broke her foot at competition.
Okay.
Or hurt her foot even more at competition.
Becca, let's get Paige in here so she can tell the story herself.
We should. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That'd be a good idea. Everyone in the chat, tweet Paige and Brooke and tell them, and Kelly, and tell them that they should come on our after show
you guys,
and talk with us.
Please do that. Tweet actually any of your and comment with who your favorite like former cast member is who's not on the show anymore. And we will do our best to see if we can get them in studio because that would be really rad.
And I want to try to get Eliana and Yolanda to come back because they were awesome.
Like,
and they're in LA
a
right now.
Dance Moms reunion.
Yeah.
Like, we should do it.
We should do a Dance Mom reunion. Yeah. We'll see if we can pull one off. Yeah. Because there's so many, you can't even remember all the people who were on for, like, a second. But who was the little girl that
Sarah?
Had, like, so much energy? What was her name?
Sarah?
No.
I saw one of the girls at Disneyland one time.
Oh, she was little. Her mom was, like, really pretty.
I know who you're talking about.
Asia. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Oh, we should get Asia.
Yes. I'd be down. Everyone comment. Seriously.
Yeah.
Leave your
comment. What former cast member
or
do you want to see on AfterBuzz?
Or tweet at the people.
And tweet at them and tell them that they should become our, you know, come in studio here because we got a lot of questions for them. Yeah. If we get, whoever we get in the studio, we will let you guys know ahead of time so that you can, like, send in questions that you want to ask because that would be so great.
I'd be so down.
Yeah.
Oh, Asia. Yeah. No, it's okay.
Yeah, Asia.
It's spelled
AJASIA. Oh, is it spelled like Asia?
Asia.
Okay. Sometimes I see the name Asia and it's spelled AJA.
She was so cute.
She was adorable. Yeah. I wonder. Yeah, we got to Google her because she's got to be doing something now. She had so much energy. I thought for sure she was going to... Well, she did get a spinoff, but I don't think it really got picked up.
No. Oh, and JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, JoJo.
I miss JoJo. She's so cute.
She was such a bundle of energy.
And her giant hair bows.
She was. And also Sarah Hunt. Remember Sarah Hunt?
I don't remember Sarah.
I don't either.
Sarah and her mom, Christy. Christy 2.0.
Oh, okay, the Christian lady, right? Yeah,
the
they
one,
called her...
Yeah.
They called her, like, Bible Christy or something like that?
Yes.
Didn't they?
No, I saw her once at Disneyland. Like,
really?
At a ride, and I was like, okay.
Oh, how funny.
It was, like, random.
Yeah. This is such a good idea. We got to get these people in
Chelsea
here.
Chelsea M says, your engineer is really on top of it. I agree. I agree. He is. He's fantastic.
Jeff Graham. Shout out to Jeff Graham.
Follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Forget the earlier part, right? When I accidentally cued our phone.
Hold up. I'm gonna give him a shout out.
Yeah. Real quick. So when Macy's mom Jamie comes back and brings Macy back to the studio because they're having regrets even though they left with the older girls, and they come back in and Abby's like, no, you left, and Jamie's like, well, I made her leave, and she's like, she's 11 years old, she could have said, no, I'm staying with Abby.
But could she have?
I know.
She couldn't have driven herself back to the studio at 11 years
she's
old.
She's gonna
no
hop
offense.
On the Los Angeles bus. So
follow Jeff on Twitter, Jeffrey C. Graham.
Jeffrey C. Graham. If you like Jeff and his engineer, you'll love Jeff on Twitter. So when Jamie is telling Macy, like, just stay here.
And stretch.
And then you can see in her poor face, like,
Macy's like, really? Yeah.
This is so uncomfortable, and she just kind of, like, sits down on the floor and starts stretching. That was just such an awkward moment.
No, I totally agree, but I thought Macy handled it perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, she's such a good kid. Like, she does what her mom says. She doesn't want to cause problems in the studio.
Oh, I actually didn't even expect Jamie to walk out mm-hmm. with all the other moms. I thought she would have stayed with the minis, too.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, I felt like... been a lot of drama between her and the OGs mm-hmm. so I thought she would have stayed, but
yeah,
I mean, she ends up coming back to Abby, so
yeah. So Macy, and it worked out with her favor because Macy got a solo too, so can't wait to see the mini solos, can't wait to see the teen girls, the dance that they cannot wait to see the dance that they put together. This next episode is going to be so good, guys.
Morgan Duke says, what about Ava with the old dance moms people.
Ava?
Cast members. Ava, she's the...
She went to Candy Apples, though, didn't she?
Didn't she go to her mom's studio? Yeah.
Oh, she's the skinny one, right?
The one to her mom's studio,
Abby said that Abby called her a praying mantis.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought she also went to Candy Apples.
She did, I think.
Because her mom's a dance teacher, but then they did go to Candy Apples. And then, boy, Candy Apples is just like a revolving door. I don't think they have the same kids from week to week. They're constantly... Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
But there was, like, one season where that was the ALDC, and I was like, get it together. It was, like, season, like, 3 or something, and I was like, stop having auditions and just get it together. You'll have plenty of kids at your studio.
So maybe it's the pressure of, you know, like, Brynn's pressured because all the other girls want her to be a flyer in this dance, and she's nervous about that. But at the end of the episode is when Bren is, like, doing a testimonial, and she's kind of like, I kind of wish I stayed with Abby.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's why this episode is called Ashley's Decision Part 1.
But it should have been called Bren's Decision Part 1.
Yeah. Strange title there.
Yeah,
who
because in
why?
The preview, it was like Ashley was asking to come back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay, well, do you want to talk about, let's talk about, I don't have much news or anything like that. I was Googling, but there's nothing with Abby in prison still. There, we don't have a lot of, like, news on the horizon. But, Karina, do you want to talk about what we
talked
about
before? Yes, I was going to say. Because,
Yesterday, Cheryl
Burke,
she posted a picture of her and Kalani, kind of like she was preparing to be on in a dance. And so I thought she was coming out in this episode, but so I commented, I tagged Becca in it, and I was like, hey, so does this mean like she's coming in tonight's episode? And then the next morning, I woke up and I saw that she replied to me, and she said that she won't be in it until October.
But she'll be in it in October.
But she'll be in
it. A few weeks away then.
Yeah. That's the only like how many weeks away?
Three weeks.
Yay.
Yeah, okay. So she'll be in it soon.
So patience.
Yeah. Well, that's cool that she replied to you.
Yeah. I was surprised. I was like, yes. Well, at least we know now for sure that she's coming in.
I was thinking about getting her in, but with Dancing with the Stars and stuff, don't know if it's going to happen, but...
Yeah, that's exactly what I told you, too.
You never know.
She's doing Dancing with the Stars. She's probably... practicing.
Is the Dancing with the Stars panel gonna get her to come in?
I think the schedule is just too busy.
Yeah, we should do a dual Dancing with the Stars panel and Dance Moms panel. We both go down to Dancing with the Stars, right, Jeff? Right, and we all like ambush interview her at once.
There you go. Just like an on-site after show.
It's like a Dance Moms and Dancing with the Stars merger.
Just like, So, Cheryl, who's your favorite Dance Moms kid? So, Cheryl, which was your favorite Dancing with the Stars dance? So, Cheryl. And she's just going to be like, I hate AfterBuzz.
Yep, probably.
Okay, Jeff, calm down. I'm just kidding.
Jeff loves us.
Just kidding. So that is it. Anything else before we wrap up this episode?
I was gonna say, I feel like the promo for next week basically showed everything that happens in next week's episode, minus the fact, minus like who wins.
They are
and
so,
if they compete.
They show like, the previews are all like spoiler alerts. They just kind of don't, it's just caution to the wind. They don't care at this point. They're just like, we're going to show you exactly what happens next week's episode, but please tune in anyway.
I do feel like either Liliana or Eliana will win their solo.
Yeah, not Macy?
I don't know. She's in a different, is she in a different age category?
Good question. She might be for this one. It's hard to tell because from competition to competition, they kind of slide the line sometimes, the age range. You know what? Okay, I agree with you. I think Lily is going to win because Lily will be the one that Abby wants to win, and whoever Abby wants to win is always going to win first. So, yeah.
Team Ellie.
My prediction is that Lily will win, even though I think Ellie's the better dancer, but...
Definitely Team Ellie.
Yeah.
Oh, and Brendan Allen says, don't forget to mention the phone convo with Christy, where Christy was, because Christy was talking about how...
To have her back.
I wonder what's going on at...
Oh, right.
ALDC and, like, with Abby being back, and et cetera, et cetera.
So next week, Chloe and Abby are going to face off. It's
Chloe
gonna be
and
like
Abby are gonna go head to head. Or Christy and Abby are gonna go head to head.
It's but gonna Chloe be it's gonna be like the Mayweather Conor McGregor fight all over again, only with Abby and Chloe
and Christy
all together. Grudge match.
Yes.
All right, guys. So that is our AfterBuzz review for part one of this episode. So let's go around and tell them where they can find you guys.
Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And you guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
And you can find me on social media at HeyTamra, HeyTamra. We will see you guys next week. Stay tuned. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.